Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy.
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat, mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang Maha Tahu.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fight for it. Just like picking coconut on the tree, you cannot wait until it falls like a ripe durian. A quote by Muhammad Nasir. Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. Muhammad Nasir was the Prime Minister in the 1950 until 1951. The Masyumi organization figure and a freedom fighter. He is known as, we should say, for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. And listener, that's the quote of the day. And you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So recently, listener, we have the celebration of the National Press Day held. One of them is in Pekanbaru Riau on Saturday, and it was marked by a discussion about challenges and opportunities that journalism faces amid the rapid digital disruption. And during the event, Chairman of the TVRI Supervisory Board Agus Adipio highlighted public demand for quality and accountable information. He also highlighted the importance of adaptive content distribution model, which according to him, it is unreasonable for media organizations not to utilize social media as a channel for distributing their content. Meanwhile, the Secretary of the Indonesian Journalist Association Expert Council, Nur Yaman, noted that currently most conventional news sources come from social media, and more agencies are creating their own new content through their websites and social media platforms. And according to him, in the future, news agencies will likely to produce their content and distribute it on their own portals and social media channels.
Jagalah hari ini, tak pernah sama jika dahulu ku tak pernah membuatnya kecewa. Jagalah hari ini, tak pernah ada jika dahulu ku tak
Walls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh.
Kau membebaskanku dan
ha, 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 ha.
Bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Aku rasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Kau buatku tertawa dan
ha-ha-ha.
membebaskan ku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Aku tahu kau suka padaku.
If everybody hasn't known about our social media accounts, so I would like you to open your phones right now and open YouTube and then search VOI Official. And there you will find our YouTube channel. So please subscribe and check our a lot of contents. We have a lot of dialogues and also some features about unique stuffs coming from Indonesia. Besides that, listener, don't forget to also follow our Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia.
Sadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan tiada seorang, tiada lain, tiada bukan hanya dia. Dia buatku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan. Dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa, hanya dia. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hati. Kau dan aku sempurna, semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu, kau dan aku. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Oh, karena bersamamu semua
digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Related to the National Press Day, listener, the deputy chairperson of the as People's Assembly or PRRI Lestari Murdiatsa, that the National Press Day should be a moment to improve or to enhance the press or the journalists with integrity in order to realize the nation's independence. By the way, the word independence in Indonesia, there are two words that in English can be translated into independence, but this one means that we are not going to depend on anyone. So, according to Lestari, apparently the journalist has to play an active role in improving also people's literacy in various sectors. Why? Because this can help or even create acceleration in the development to make people more empowered or more able to do stuff. And according to the study, without literacy, the people will be experiencing a lot of issues, such as poverty, and also some clashes or division amongst the people. So apparently, according to her, the press has a lot of function like for control, education, and also for the media, for information. Still listening to Soul ID with Just Wanna Be, and after that you'll be listening also to a song by Ray Melode with Komang, and after that you'll be listening to a story about Pak Pong Pang. All of this of course still available on vionis.id and the application RRI Digital.
Indonesia.
Dari kejauhan tergambar cerita tentang kita. Terpisah jarak dan waktu, ini ku ungkapkan rindu lewat kata indah. Tak cukup untuk dirimu, sebab kau selalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu. Dan apabila tak bersamamu, kupastikan ku jalani dunia tak seindah kemarin. Sederhana tertawamu sudah cukup lengkapi sempurnanya. Tanpa hawamu, percuma senyumku dengan dia. Kau selalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, at the Toraja land, the local people call it Pak Pompang or Pak Bas, because the bass sound is more dominant. Different from angklung, the Toraja bamboo music is blown and has a tone of 2.5 octaves. Although the instrument is included as traditional musical instrument, the Pak Pompang can also be collaborated with other modern musical instruments such as trumpet, saxophone, organ, or piano when accompanying the song. This Pak Pompang is formed from the combination of big or small bamboo pieces. And of course, the size of the bamboo affects the tone that will be generated. The large and high of piece of bamboo produces low tone, while the smaller ones produce the higher tones. Those pieces of bamboo are perforated and arranged in such a way to produce sound. Usually, those pieces of bamboo will be tied with rattan in order to be stronger. And the gap among the bamboos is covered with asphalt in order its sound to be more round and good. The bamboo chosen to make this instrument is a thin one and has long segment, all smooth and straight. A group of pa-pom-pom player usually consists of 25 up to 35 persons, including the flute blower. This instrument can be played by all people, from little child to adult. However, the little child can play it much easier, so that the instrument is always or obligated to be included in art lesson at every elementary school available in the land of Toraja. And of course, the lesson is aimed to make the children preserving and do not forgetting this traditional instrument, also to grow some sense of love in the hearts of the children. That's why in every event, either national or international, which is held in Toraja land, the pa-pom-pang is always performed by little children. To make it well organized and produce a harmonious sound, pa-pom-pang is played and led by a conductor. Pa-pom-pang cannot be played alone or solo, because it is almost similar with angklung from West Java, which must be performed together, because a single pa-pom-pang has a single tone. So, if the pa-pom-pang is played alone, it will not be beautiful. And listener, here is the pa-pom-pang rhythm which is played by the children of Toraja land. Usually, the traditional instrument in Indonesia always has history. Unfortunately, the people of Toraja do not know the history of the origin of pa-pom-pang. Some say that pa-pom-pang has existed in Toraja land since the Dutch colonial era, or perhaps even far before, when the ancestors were still fighting over the territory. Pa-pom-pang is often used in various events in Toraja land. For example, some music in church services, as well as special events of the Toraja community in various regions, such as weddings. Anyway, although it looks simple, the process of making every pa-pom-pang is quite difficult and complicated. Therefore, this instrument is highly prized for the people of Toraja. And for those who have enough money and interested to collect these music instruments, you can just go directly to the Land of Toraja in Sos, Sulawesi. And listener, there was a glimpse about the traditional instrument from Sulawesi. Hopefully, the information about Papompong music instrument today can increase your knowledge about Indonesian traditional music instrument. And to conclude the rhythm of Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to another rhythm of Papompong. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Beautiful nature. orang khas dari Indonesia. Ya, buat tadi.
Majeko tu is a typical snack of Andrakan, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bye.
listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister Hafidur represent President Prabowo at AI Action Summit. 73,000 tickets sold for Eid holiday. And here is the news in detail. Indonesia's Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid, on behalf of President Prabowo Subianto, will participate in the Artificial Intelligence or AI Action Summit or AIAS in Paris, France on February the 10th until 11, 2025. In the minister's statement quoted on Saturday, Mutia Hafid noted that the AIAS aims to bring together the world leaders to discuss and determine concrete actions on the governance of artificial intelligence. The minister said it is crucial for Indonesia to devise effective regulations on AI to play a bigger role in the global ecosystem of this cutting-edge technology. Some 73,000 tickets for D-10 to D-5 of Eid have been purchased. Manager of Indonesian Railway Operator PT KAI Jakarta Region Iksan Hendri Wintoko on Sunday said, based on current data, most order date was March 25, 2025, or D-6 with 15,000 passengers. Earlier, PT KAI has been selling train tickets for Eid period starting from D-45. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru, berhenti bilang kesalahan dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah. That's why I'm grateful, yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yeah.